came to worship the Lord.
当他们聚集在一起敬拜主的时候，在每一个不同的聚会都有他们不同的气氛。
In one fellowship, it was very much like what we witnessed and experienced this morning, where there was not a man leading, but God the Holy Spirit orchestrated the table meeting.
有一个聚会就很像我们今天早上的聚会，并没有一个人在这边带领，乃是圣灵在这边组织整个聚会。
I think sometimes we forget to realize how difficult that it is for a bunch of different people, different races, different cultures to come together without a man standing up here and coming to worship with a particular thought in mind.
我们常常没有想到是何等的困难，让有不同文化背景、有不同个性不同的人聚集在一起，没有一个人的带领，而是只是顺着圣灵来敬拜主，在某一特别一个方面。
No one handed out a bulletin this morning, or no man got up in front and said, "For the next hour, we're going to be praying and praising about the victorious life of Christ for us over Satan."
在我们聚会前，并没有一个人给发一些单子给我们，或者是站起来讲说，我们从在下一个小时，我们要来敬拜主的得胜。
And yet, in a very mysterious, in a very wonderful way, the Lord took that thought, Christ conquering Satan, and put it in the hearts of men and women's prayers and songs this morning.
但是很奇妙的，主就把这个主耶稣是得胜的主，而他已经胜过了撒旦的这个思想放在弟兄姊妹们的诗歌跟思想祷告里面。
And I just want to say praise the Lord.
我愿意说赞美主。
That is a miracle.
这个是一个奇迹。
We are so used to having a man do this.
我们总是习惯于有一个人来做这件事情。
If we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we have to have a man do this, do the leading.
若是我们不能够很敏锐的在顺着圣灵的话，我们就需要有一个人在这边来带领我们。
And it is a testimony to the Lord, it's a testimony of the power of the Holy Spirit when a group of people listen carefully to what is being laid on their heart, and then they bring that offering in sync with the other saints.
当有一般的人聚集在一起，他们是倾听圣灵的引导，他们把同一个感觉都一起摆在一起的话，这实在是对主耶稣是一个见证，也是见证到圣灵的能力。
So this morning, it's not a matter of formality when I stand here before you and say it's good to be here.
今天早上我站在这边跟你们说，我在这边实在是很好，并不是一个很正一个形式。
The last 2 weeks we were in fellowship where there was participation by the congregation.
在过去两个礼拜我参加的聚会也有会众的参与。
Because there was a bulletin handed out and you knew when the people were to respond.
因为他们事先发了一个单子，所以我们可以知道怎么样来响应。
It was something that was almost forced upon the group.
好像是一个力量压在这些人的身上。
And as I sit there listening the last couple Sundays, I realized that if there is nothing in our heart, there has to be then something written down for us to read.
若是在我就发现，若是在我们心里没有什么东西的话，我们就需要把一些事情记在写下来，让我们可以读。
So after saying that again, I really appreciate this last hour.
说了这些话以后，我实在在跟你们说，我在上一个礼拜上一个小时，我实在是非常的享受。
I could just take next few minutes, and we're just going to read a few scriptures. These scriptures really been meaningful to me this last week, and rather than talk a great deal about them, I just thought we'd just spend a few minutes reading them, beginning with this first one in Jeremiah 1.
我们在等一下就花一些时间来读一些经节，这些经节在上个礼拜特别对我说话。我们从耶利米书第一章开始。
Just the first phrase in verse 5.
第五节的前面一段。
God speaking, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I sanctified you.
耶和华的话说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已 分别你为圣。
Proverbs 22.
箴言第二十二章。
Proverbs 22:6.
箴言第二十二章第六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Psalm 39:6.
诗篇三十九篇第六节。
Psalm 39:6.
诗篇第三十九篇第六节。
Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely.They busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches, and he does not know who will gather them.
世人行动实系幻影，他们茫然真是枉然，积蓄财宝不知将来有谁收取。
Psalms 102.
诗篇第102篇。
Psalms 102 verse 11.
诗篇102篇第11节。
My days are like a shadow that lengthen, and I wither away like grass.
我的年日如日影偏斜，我也如草枯干。
Psalm 127:2.
诗篇第一百二十，七篇第二节。
Psalm 127:2.
诗篇第一百二十七篇第二节。
It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he gives his beloved sleep.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Ecclesiastes 6.
传道书第六章。
Right after Proverbs, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
在箴言后面，诗篇、箴言、传道书。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
For who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his vain life which he passes like a shadow. Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun?
人一生虚度的日子就如影儿经过，谁知道什么与他有益呢？谁能告诉他身后在日光之下有什么事呢？
Fifth chapter of Ecclesiastes,
第五章，传道书第五章。
The 15th verse.
第十五节。
As he came from his mother's womb, naked shall he return, to go as he came, and he shall take nothing from his labor, which he may carry away in his hand.
他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带去。
James.
雅各书
New Testament, James 1:11.
新约雅各书第一章十一节。
For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuit.
太阳出燃，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消磨了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
James 4,
雅各书第四章。
Verses 13 and 14.
第十三节，第十四节。
Verse 13, Come now, you who say, Today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city. Spend a year there, buy and sell, make a profit. Whereas, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while,And vanishes away.
嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现小时就不见了。
First Timothy 6.
提摩太前书第一章第六节。
First Timothy 6.
对不起，提摩太前书第六章。
Read verse 6.
第六节。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
But those who desire to be rich fall in temptation, in a snare, and into a many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
在 那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed away from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
贪财是 万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被诱引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And then Luke 12,
路加福音第十二章
Verse 15,
第十五节
Luke 12:15, Jesus speaking, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Verse 31,
第三十一节。
But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
And that very familiar similar verse in Matthew 6,
那些很熟一节很熟悉的在马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6:33.
马太福音第六章三十三节
Verse 33,
第三十三节
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And one last verse in Romans,
在最后 一节一处，就是在罗马书
Romans 8:28,
第八章二十八节
A verse that when it becomes a reality will change our life, our disposition, our nature.
若是这节圣经真的在我们生活中成为实际，它就要改变我们的性情，改变我们的生命。
When we realize that all things work out together for good, to those who love God, to those who call according to his purpose.
就是要看见我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Let's have one more prayer before we begin.
在我们开始前，让我们再有一点祷告。
Father, this morning we're thankful that we have the privilege of being a heavenly people.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能够成为属天的子民。
Thank you, Father, that through your Son you've made all provision.
借着你的儿子，你为我们预备了一切。
And we need even for teaching, for ministry, Lord, we do need your Holy Spirit.
我们需要你的圣灵来教导我们。
For both speaking, translating, and hearing.
而为的说话的、翻译的与听的人。
So by faith, Lord, each one of us grasp a hold of your mercy even right now for that teaching.
现在我们借着信心来抓住你的恩典。
Like Job, Lord, we do not want to just hear, but we want to come in to see in your face.
就像约伯一样，我们并不只要听见，我们要来看见你的容面。
And we thank you right now in advance for hearing our prayer.
我们先感谢你垂听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的名 ，Amen。
Little Emily just recently had I think her fourth birthday, and that's always a milestone for me because when I first came here to the fellowship, she was just born.
Emily 在前几天才庆祝了她四岁的生日，这对我是一个一件事情，就是。里程碑，因为我刚刚来的时候，四年以前他刚刚出生。
And I just want to say right now that it has been a wonderful 4 years.
我愿意说这实在是美好的四年。
I was fellowshipping in Houston prior to a hearing of the testimony here.
在我听见在这边有一个见证以前，我也在 Houston 聚会。
And As we know, Houston is very large, and yet this name, Houston Christian Assembly, kept coming up.
你知道 Houston 是一个很大的地方，但是基督徒见证聚会这个名字就一直让我一直听到这个名字。
So, I sent one of the men over that worked for me over to investigate.
所以我就让我在属下一个做事的人到这边来看一看。
And he came back and reported and, I like what I heard.
他回去以后他就告诉我，然后我非常高兴我所听见的。
And it was shortly after that the Lord brought it brought us together.
在不久以不那过了那个事情以后主就把我们带到这边。
But during this 4-year period, I have never shared my testimony.
在这四年之间我从来没有与你们交通到我的见证。
And yet, when you're up here sharing as often as I do, there are parts and pieces that all of you have heard.
当我常常在这边与你们交通的时候，你们也听到在我生活中的一些支离片索。
But I just felt this morning that might be a good opportunity just to share some of the things that in my life that the Lord has brought me through.
今天早上我就在这边建议与你们交通，在我的一生中，神怎么样带领我过来。
I hesitate to share on this particular subject.
当我要想到要交通这个题目的时候，我心中有点犹豫。
If you read the book by Spurgeon to my students, to young pastors, he's very clear in there. Be careful on how much you talk about this stuff.
当斯布登弟兄写了一本书对是特别是对年轻的传道人说的话，他就说你们要小心，不要太多说到你的自己。
It's a dangerous thing to speak of ourselves without ourselves becoming the center point.
我们常常说到自己就把自己成为中心。
So this morning I do ask that in your heart that you would pray that the objective of seeing Christ might be the key.
今天早上我就请求你们在心中祷告，愿你们所看见的是主耶稣自己。
We all have our own story.
我们每一个人都有自己的故事。
And our stories can be quite entertaining.
有时候这个故事实在是具有娱乐性。
But we're not here this morning to be entertained.
但是今天早上我们在这边不是要来享乐。
But rather, when we hear a testimony to see.Really, the Lord's love, the Lord's mercy, and the Lord's grace.
当我们听到一个见证的时候，我们乃是真正要看见主的慈爱、主的怜悯、主的恩典。
I was just reminded of that verse in the middle of Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
就是在诗篇二十三篇说，虽然我经过死荫的幽谷。
He takes us through that shadow. Shadow of death.
他带领我们经过死荫的幽谷。
And I think that's kind of the summary of all of our testimony.
我想那个可以成为我们每一个人见证的一个总结。
When I was born, I was not born in a Christian family.
当我出生的时候，我并不是出生在一个基督徒的家庭里面。
No one in my parents' past were Christians.
在我父母或者是他们以前的人都不是基督徒。
Grandparents, great grandparents, no one knew the Lord.
祖父母、曾祖父母都不知道，都不认识主。
When I was 2 years old, my dad thought that it might be good to take us to Sunday school.
当我两岁的时候，我的父亲就认为说带我去主日学也许有好处。
It was sort of a twofold reason for taking it.
有两面的原因。
Number one, there was just sort of this innate thing that now there was two of us children, we needed some spiritual training.
想有两个孩子了，所以需要一些有属灵的教导。
But the real reason for taking us was that we lived up on a hill country, and down in the valley, the river valley, were a lot of very wealthy Dutch farmers.
另外一个原因就是我们是住在山坡上，那但是在那个河流下游的地方就有许多有钱的人。
And my dad being a coal miner, which is underground, which is very hard work, shoveling coal, he wanted to go into something easy like farming.
我父亲是一个煤矿工人，他一直在那边挖掘的煤矿。他就想要做一些比较简单的事情，比如说是农业，做农夫。
That is a joke, really, because farming you start at 4:30 in the morning, you go at 8 at night, and it's 7 days a week, and you never have a vacation.
其实那是一个笑话，因为知道农夫是4点半就要起来，一直到晚上，然后是一个礼拜7天都要工作，是没有休假的。
In fact, cows teach you responsibility because they want you to milk twice a day, whether you have the flu.Whatever your situation is, you have to go milk them.
就是牛是来训练我们，因为它一天每一天都要都要挤牛奶两次，不管你生病的或者是不舒服，它到的时候一定要挤。
And my dad sort of deducted that these Dutch farmers were wealthy because every Sunday all of them went to church.
但是我父亲就想说，这些和裔的那些农夫他们是很有钱，是因为他们每个主日都去聚会。
So the secret to being a good farmer is to go to church.
所以能够成为一个好农夫的秘诀就是要去聚会。
So although I don't remember this, I was only two, but at that time, he took us to a little country one-room schoolhouse church.
虽然我不记得这件事情，那时候我是两岁，但是他那时候就开始带我们到这个乡村的一个小教堂去。
And there was no pastor.
在那边是没有牧师。
But every so often, a month or so, an itinerant minister would come through and he would share the gospel.
但是一个月或两个月，总有人会一些牧师会来与我们交通，来传福音。
And something happened that my dad didn't expect, and that is the Lord apprehended him.
但是有一件事情是我父亲没有想到，就是主得着了他。
The Lord knows each one of us before we were even conceived.
在我们在母腹之中还没有成胎之前，他就知道了我们。
He has a perfect plan. He wants to set us apart.
他对我们有一个美好的旨意，他要把我们分别为圣。
And Dad and Mom were really gotten hold of by God.
我的父母真正是被神得着了。
Farming did not become his number one goal.
做农夫并不是成为他最高的目标。
The Lord himself became his goal.
主自己成为他自己的目标。
Raising his children in the nurture and the ways of the Lord became his goal.
就是教养他自己的孩子走行走主的道路，成为他最好的第一个目标。
And he had a very successful farming business.
然后他有很成功的农业。
At the end, he is here this morning, my brother, and he can testify, although that Dad was very diligent on his work, it was not his wife.
我的弟弟 Dan 在这边，他也能够见证说，虽然我父亲很殷勤的工作，但是那个却不是成为他的生命。
In his very elementary, very small way, he loved the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and all his strength.
他是尽心尽意尽力爱主虽然是在他很基本很小的那一面。
And as a result, I grew up with six brothers and sisters, seven of us, always in an environment of the Lord.
这个结果就是我与我的六个弟兄姊妹们一起成长在一个总是充满了主的环境里面。
There was no excuse for ever missing fellowship.
我们没有借口可以能够不去参加聚会。
We only live four miles from the meeting place.
我们住在与聚会地方差不多有四里路的地方。
And I can remember very vividly one time a huge snowstorm came up and it seemed like we would not be able to go.
我记得非常的清楚，有一次有一个大风雪来，那天好像我们就不能去聚会了。
And so we left 2 hours early.To go that 4 miles to make sure that we got there.
所以我们就提早两个小时启程，然后就走了那四里路，然后保证说我们一定能够准时到那里。
We kept trying various roads to get there, and each time we would come into snowdrift.
我们用不同的走不同的路，想要到那个地方，常常我们就要被那个风雪绑住了。
After about an hour and a half of trying different ways and doing some shoveling, we arrived.
经过一些铲雪，试着一些不同的路途，一个半小时后，我们终于到了。
The only ones that made it that morning.
我们那个早上是唯一在那边的人。
Except for the pastor who lived there.
还有牧师就住在那旁边。
And we fellowship together.
然后我们就一起聚会。
But the impression that made on my life, just for this day, as to where our priorities were.
那个印象就深深印在我里面，直到今天就知道我们最主要的目标是什么。
Instead of using circumstances and things as an excuse, dad used it as a teaching tool.
并不是用一些环境或者一些事情成为借口，父亲用这些事情来成为一个教导我们的工具。
Wednesday night, Sunday night, we never met.
礼拜三晚上，礼拜天晚上，我们从来不缺席。
It was unthinkable.
你根本不用想。
Our mother was an invalid, and yet her whole life was one of praying for us.
我的母亲虽然有疾病在身，但是她整一生都是一直不断的为我们祷告。
Mom often regret that she would not be able to go to the school activities, go to our football and basketball games.
妈妈常常她很心里难过，因为她没有办法去参加学校的活动或者足球赛。
The children have played in hundreds of games, and I don't know of really one game that my mother was ever able to attend.
我们小孩子大概打了差不多一百多场球赛，但是我母亲从来没有参加过。
But whenever you walked into our living room where she was laying, was one thing that was very characteristic. There were probably no less than a dozen Bibles laying around the Davenport.
但是当你一进到我们的客厅，她躺在那，就是她躺在那个地方，在她的周围就差不多至少有十二本圣经。
And I used to tell her because she would apologize for not being able to support us. I would say to her, while the other mothers are running around, you're here.Being the foundation of our home.
他常常跟我说很抱歉，他不能够来在支持我们。但是我跟他讲说，当别的母亲在外面跑来跑去的时候，你在这边成为我们的磐石。
And to this day, I credit the deposit of Christ in my life, the Lord having mercy upon me, by that great mercy.
我直到今天还非常感谢我母亲的祷告。之所以这样，主耶基督才能够在我里面，我在我里面才能有一点的基督。
I know Danny remembers it well. Dad would go out to the barn at 4:30, and he would let us sleep to either 5:30 or 6, and start the milking.
我想我弟弟也记得很清楚，我的父亲4:30就到仓库里去，但是他让我们睡到5:30或者6:00。
And when we would come down and go through the kitchen.There are all the chairs, all 9 chairs to be around this table, except for one was turned into the center of the kitchen where he had been praying earlier.
当我们走到餐厅里的时候，那个九张椅子都是好好的摆在那里，但是总有一张椅子是对着餐厅中间摆着，你就可以知道父亲早上在那边祷告过。
And I just want to just say thanks to the Lord this morning for parents.Who saw the purpose of God.
我今天早上要感谢主，就是我有一个父母，他们是真正看见神的旨意。
And recognize that praying for us children was even more important to them than the academic.
他们知道一件事情，为着我们孩子们祷告是比学术上更重要。
Much different than most of us. My parents in the early 40s saw very little use for education.
跟我们有些不一样，就是当我父母在那个时候，他觉得教育并不是那么重要。
Although they made sure we never missed school.
虽然他们保证我们每天不缺席，都要去上学。
I was never encouraged to go on to college.
但是他们从来没有鼓励我说要叫我去上大学。
But I did go to college.
但是我还是去上了大学。
And a lot of you know the story. When I was a senior, I met my wife Ann.
很多人都知道我在高中最后一年我就遇见了我的太太 Ann.
And her father said that we could get married, providing that we graduate from college.
他的父亲就跟我们说，我们要等大学毕业以后才能结婚。
And that was my motivation.
那个就是成为我的动机。
I just want to give a principle, God has no grandchildren.
我愿意交通一点，就是主神是没有孙子的。
My parents were children of God.
我的父母是神的儿女。
That did not automatically make us children of God.
但是那并不是自然而然，就是让我们也成为神的儿女。
We didn't in some spiritual way become grandchildren.
在有些时候我们在属灵的方面就变成神的孙子们。
Although there was a tendency to think that we could just hold onto our parents' shirt tail.
虽然有时候我们想说，我们就可以抓住我们父母的衣角。
And as a result, through school, George and Anne, who had become my wife, really became my life.
在我上学的时候，这些体育活动跟 Anne 就成为我的生活。
And this continued really on to college.
这在我大学几年之间。
And I call it really the wanton years. The years that the locusts have eaten.
我就觉得那些年间都是蝗虫所吃掉的日
子。These were the years in which I attended the fellowship, but without meaning.
虽然我在那些年间还是去参加聚会，但是却没有什么意义。
It was a time when I would look for an excuse really not to go.
在那个时候，我常常就寻找借口说不要去聚会。
My wife and I had a funeral business in which someone had to be on the phone 24 hours a day.
我和我的父母，我和我的妻子是有是经营那个殡仪馆的生意，那是有一个人总是要在那里。
And on Sunday, I would say to Ann, I'll watch the phones today. You take the children and go to the fellowship.
所以礼拜天早上我就跟我的妻子 Ann 说，我在这边听电话，你就带孩子们去聚会吧。
And there is nothing more miserable than going to a meeting.Without meaning.
去聚会，但却没有意义，实在是一件很痛苦的事情。
Without a purpose.
没有一个目的。
Well, I had a purpose, all right. This was a Dutch community. It was a very religious community, and it's very important that someone in our family show up.
当然有一个目的，就是说那是一个荷兰后裔的一个团体，是一个非常宗教性的一个团体，所以总是要家里面有一个人要去聚会。
But the hypocrisy made me very uncomfortable.
但是假冒为善的那个情形却让我心里非常的不舒服。
I think all of us have heard of the midlife crisis.
我想许多人都听到那中年危机。
Well, I heard it at 29, age 29.
在我29岁的时候呢，中年危机就临到我。
I had all my goals attained.
我达到了我所有的目标。
The highest goal I had in life was to own my own funeral.
我的最高的目标在我的一生中就是能够自己拥有我自己的殡仪馆的生意。
And now I had two funeral homes and a cemetery.
而且那时候我已经有了两个殡仪馆，而且还有一个墓地。
And I had a lovely daughter.
我有美丽的女儿。
And a lovely wife.
有可爱的妻子。
I worked in this business, Anne and I, together for some years, and we're just starting to get over the hump as far as the debt load.
我们一起在一起工作，然后我们也慢慢的快要度过我们那些负债的情况。
And it was at that time that I really took up to almost an inordinate degree mountain climbing.
我那时候就常常去爬山。
Our home in the state of Washington overlooked this beautiful snow-clad mountains that were covered all year round, volcanic peaks.
我们的家就在华盛顿州，就是可以看到那个终年积雪的山。
And for the reason of pride to climb the mountains, and also as a means to escape, that became my passion.
因着我自己的骄傲，能够爬山，还有我愿意逃脱一些事情，所以那就成为我的喜好。
People would say, "Why do you climb mountains?" And I would say, "Because there are no telephones up there."
有人会问我说，为什么你要爬山？我说，因为在上面没有电话。
Any of you who are in business knows that the telephone represents a lot of problems.
在做生意的人都知道，电话常常是代表许多的困难。
And I would escape into the mountains for that reason.
我就是为了那个原因，所以我逃脱到山上去。
Not for the reason that the Lord would go to the mountains to meditate with His Heavenly Father, but really to satisfy my own flesh.
并不是向主到山上去，默想他天上的父，而是我爬山是完全为了我自己。
But inside, there was not peace.
但是在我的里面却没有平安。
And then.The Lord sovereignly brought a person into my life.
神的主权，他带领一个人到我的生活中。
A businessman in our town who had a roofing business.
在我们城里面有一个他是做屋顶生意的人。
Dutch, of course.
他也是荷兰裔的人。
And there was one unique thing about him.
但是在他身上有一个很独特的地方。
He had this radiant smile.
他总是有那个充满的笑脸。
And it actually captured my heart.
那实在是抓住了我的心。
He was a campus crusade for Christ.
他是在 campus crusade for Christ.
And campus crusade was having a large, late ministry meeting just on the Canadian side of the border. We lived only a quarter mile from the border.
我们离那个与加拿大边界不是很远的地方，那那个校园团契就在那个加拿大紧邻边界的地方有个很大的聚会。
I went to the meeting and the thing that caught my attention was there were a group of people who had a relationship with Christ.
那个紧紧抓住我心的就是在那边有一班人，他们与神之间有一个关系。
And for a year and a half, I would walk around after that and people would say, "What's happened to you?"
对，有一年半之久的时间，当我参加聚会以后，我在那边走路的时候，人家就会问我说，你怎么了？
Being a little slow as far as vocabulary, all I could say was, once I was blind, now I can see.
我就跟他们讲说，我曾经是瞎眼的，但是如今我可以看见了。
Now I want to make it clear, some 25 years earlier than that, I had received Christ.
但是我必须要告诉你，我在25年以前已经接受了主。
I had a perfect peace regarding one issue of life, and that was death, life after death.
我有一件事情很让我心里平安，就是我们的死亡。
My Baptist background inculcated by the blood of the Lord Jesus, that issue of life after death was taken care of. I would be one with God.
我因为浸信会的基础，我知道我死了以后，我必定会与主在一起。
But when I went to that conference, there was one verse.That the Lord got a hold of me.
但是当我去参加那个聚会以后，有一节圣经抓住了我。
That verse in John 10:10, where it speaks of the thief comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
在就是在约翰福音十章十节是说，小偷是来偷取跟。
But Jesus says, I come to give life and to give it more abundantly.
他说盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
That was the first time that I saw with my spiritual eyes that this 70-80 years could be one of peace.
但那是我第一次因着我属灵的眼睛看见，说我这70年、80年的生命可以是有平安的。
That although we're constantly going through the valley of the shadow of death, there are some characteristics in that shadow that are possible. That mainly of love, joy, peace.
虽然我们在生活中常常经过死荫的幽谷，但是在那样的情形中，有一个可能性就是我们还是会有平安喜乐。
That's exciting.
这个实在是很激动我。
It was a new revelation to me.
对我是一个新的看见。
That there was more to life than just going through the 70 years and waiting till we die.
而不是说只是仅仅过这70年的生命，然后等待死亡而已。
I remember just a couple years before that, when my grandfather died, and I took the hearse to go to the hospital to pick him up, and I looked over those mountains, and this warm feeling came upon me, and I said, "This is what life is all about. Grandpa is."In heaven today.
我记得当在几年以前我的祖父去世的时候，我到医院去接他的时候，我就看见那个山，然后我心里面就有很温暖的感觉，就说我的祖父已经在天上了。
But I had no explanation for that 70-80 years. In his case, that 80 years of existence.
但是我对他像他有八十年在地上的生命，我确实没有任何的解释。
I hope everyone caught the.Fact that I said, Grandpa went to heaven.
我需要你们看见一个，就是我的祖父是到天上去。
As a result of my parents coming to know the Lord, all the uncles, all grandparents on both sides came to know the Lord.
因着我父母得救了，所以我的祖父母、我的叔叔阿姨们全部都得救了。
And the family was wonderfully united with Christ.
全家都是在基督里面联合在一起。
Upon seeing the Lord, and this was really the big crucial crisis in my life, and that is seeing that Christ wants to be all in all.
在我生活中第一件事情让我那个时候在我生第一件大的事情让我看见基督要在我生活中成为一切又在一切之中。
Upon seeing this, I did what many, many believers do. With zeal, I went out and I wanted everyone else to know them.
因为有这样的看见，我就像一般的信徒一样，凭着我自己的热心，我要到外面去告诉每一个人。
And within 3 months, I was the lay minister for Campus Crusade for the Pacific Northwest area.
3个月之后，我就成为那校园团契在美国西北地区的一个牧师了。
Now here is a person who had no understanding of the dealings of Christ, the cross in one's life.
这个人身上他并没有看见十字架的工作。
It's like putting a machine gun, you know, in the hand of a 2-year-old.
就好像你把机关枪交给一个两岁的孩子一样的。
And his desire to go out and save the world because it had made such a transformation in my personal life and in our marriage and in my business.
因为这件事情在我身上有了何等大的改变，在我的婚姻里面，在我的生意上都有何等大的改变，所以我就想要去告诉所有世上的人来拯救他们。
This is a problem that occurs and has occurred in hundreds of Christians' lives.
这个问题不仅在我身上，也在许许多成千成百的基督徒身上发生。
It almost happened with Moses.
也几乎在摩西身上也有这样子。
Moses saw the children of Israel as God's people.
摩西看见了以色列民是神的儿女们。
He saw what God was after.
他看见了神所要得到的是什么。
He was 40 years old, and when he saw it, he said, I'm going to redeem him. I'm going to save him.
他那时候他是40岁，当他看见的时候，他就说我要来拯救他们。
And the very first thing he did, he murdered a man.
所以他第一件事情做的，他就是杀死了一个人。
And that didn't please God.
但是那个并没有让神得到喜欢。
God says we have a school.
神说那边有一个学校。
Dispensation we call the school of Christ.
我们就说是基督的学校。
And God took Moses to the backside of the desert for 40 years.
所以神就把摩西带到沙漠里面去40年之久。
And there Moses became the meekest man on the face of the earth.
在那里摩西就成为世上最谦卑的人。
And I didn't realize it at that time, but the Lord had a lot of training.
在那个时候虽然我没有看见，但是神他却有许许多的训练要在我的生活里。
But you know, when the Lord apprehends it, you cannot get away.
但是你要知道当神得着你以后你就没有办法离开了。
And so after serving Campus Crusade and running my business simultaneously for 2 years, I became disillusioned and I thought, you know what I need? I need more teaching.
有两年的时间我一边做生意一边参与校园团契的工作，但是我却很失望，所以后来我就想说我需要有得到更多的教导。
I was at Purdue University for a month of Bible training with my family and was in bed pregnant with Dale Jr. And I began asking around, where can a person with a family get the Bible studies and still make a living?
我去参加了那个普渡大学的那个圣经班，那时候 Anne 她正在怀孕，然后我就到处问人家说我哪里可以进到圣经学校还带着家庭的。
And one of the men that I was fellowshipping there was Dr. Harry Leaf. A lot of you heard him on KHCB. He's just north of Houston here. And he said, well, there's someone in Houston that teaches the Bible every single night.
那时候就有一个 doctor, 他就跟我讲说，哦，在 Houston 有一个人，他是每一天晚上都有对圣经有所教导。
So I ordered a couple tapes, I listened to them, and I put my funeral homes up for sale.
那我就订购了一些的录音带，然后我听了以后，我就把我的殡仪馆生意放在市场上要卖了。
I was going to go to Houston and learn the Bible.
我要到 Houston 来要学习圣经。
And a lot of you have heard the story about what a shock that was to my wife.
有许多人都听到说那对我的妻子是实在是一个很大的打击。
You know, one time I was sharing my testimony and someone came up afterwards and they said, you know, it's really a neat experience to meet a 20th century Jacob.
当我有一次在我交通我的见证以后，有一个人会后就来跟我说，实在是很高兴看见在二十世纪还有一个雅各。
And you know, that's really the story of my life.
那实在就是我一生的故事。
Jacob was a grasper. He saw something.
雅各就是一个抓的人，他看到一个人他就去抓。
He didn't ask the Lord, he just went and did it.
他并没有问神，他就先来抓。
And this is another thing that we often see in our spiritual community, and that is even spiritual things. There's a need, so we're going to go do it. We're going to go fill that need.
在我们属灵的境界里，我们也常常看到这样的情形。那边有个需要，所以我们就赶快要来想要满足那个需要。
Needs are very important.
需要是非常重要的。
But compared to obedience, compared to being dependent upon the Lord, there's a miles apart.
但是若是以我们要完全的依赖神，就是却有非常大的差别。
You know, as an employer, I like employees that do a good job.
每一个雇主都希望他的雇员们做一个好的工作。
But, you know, we appreciate people that also know the spirit of the job and know your spirit. And, there's a oneness there.
但是我们也喜欢那些人，是他能够知道你的感觉，也知道这个生意的感觉，那边有一个合一的光景。
I think a better example is even in a husband and wife. It's wonderful to have a wife that's very dutiful and does all the things very properly.
也是像夫妻之间一样，有一个妻子能够做许多的事情，那是很好的。
But the thing that a man likes is that love, that tenderness, that kindness, that gentleness.
但是做丈夫所要的却是那个爱，温柔。
And this works both ways. A woman loves a husband that brings home that paycheck and supports the family.
同样的，对妻子而言，她也喜欢丈夫把薪水拿回家来供养整个家庭。
But that wife likes that chef to be surrounded with a person that is tender and kind.
但是她也希望那个带薪水回家的那个人，他是一个满了温柔慈爱的人。
And we talk so much about the purpose of God. God is interested in that relationship, just not getting people saved, not just having Bible study. He wants us to come into worship. That's why I felt this last hour was so important.
我们常常讲到神的目神的旨意，但是神的旨意并不只是要人得人得救一些需要得到满足，他乃是人要与他有一个合一的交通。
In this country, there are thousands of people that can stand up behind you and give wonderful sermons, exegete the scripture, give reams of information, good information, edifying information.
在这个国家里，有成千成百的人能够站在这个讲台后面，能够有非常好的圣经的教导，是让大家能够得着建立的。
But the question is there a people that can worship like we had around the table this morning?
但是问题是说，是不是有一般人能够来敬拜主，就像我们上一个小时一样。
Jacob had great zeal.
雅各有很大的热心。
Moses had great zeal.
摩西也有热心。
And all of us have this zeal.
我们每一个人也都有这样的热心。
And often we want to, how can I serve the Lord?
常常我们要问说，我们要怎样才能来侍奉主呢？
What God wants is that relationship, that intimacy, that one.
但是神所要的却是那个与他有非常亲密的关系，那个合一的关系。
And this is what the Lord had to begin showing me what he wanted. It was an intimacy, not works, not just doing things for him.
这就是神要让我开始看见的。是那个与他有亲密的关系，并不只是一些工作而已。
After selling the funeral home, there was something that I always felt an obligation to do, and that was to serve in the military.
在我把那个殡仪馆的事业卖掉以后，在我心里面总是有一个想要尽的责任，就是在军中服务。
At that point, patriotism seemed to be one of those things that was very important.
在那个时候，那个忠诚热爱国家的心情是很重要的。
And being an adventurous type, I went down and signed up with a recruiting officer to the toughest unit I could get in, an airborne unit in Alaska.
我就到那个办公室去，就参加了军队，然后我是到了阿拉斯加降伞部队去，伞兵部队去。
I could really just give one whole testimony on that 4-year experience.
我可以可以很一个见证讲我那四年的经历。
But one thing that was really brought home to me was the importance of respect for authority.
但是有一件事情我学到的就是要尊敬在上的。
My father was very much a disciplinarian.
我的父亲是管教我们很严的。
He only spoke once.
他只说一次。
He didn't have to never yet.
他从来不对我们大喊大叫。
In fact, often he didn't speak, he just pointed.
常常他根本不用说，只要手一指。
It was time to go to bed, he just went like that.
只要到了睡觉的时间，他就把手一指。
You never wanted him to point twice.
你从来不要他再指第二次。
And seven children just quietly made their way.
七个小孩就安安静静的上去睡觉。
I had coaches in high school that reminded me of this and substantially the same thing. It's immediate response to authority.
在我高中时的教练也让我学习到这件事情，就是立刻回应在上的话。
Was in the military for 2.5 years. I was under Colonel Schwarzkopf, and I learned in a very strict way the importance of responding to authority.
在军队里面两年中，我是在Schwarzkopf 的手下，他就让我学习到真的是要遵从在上的。
When I came to Houston, I was under a pastor who served in World War II. He was a commandant, a 10,000 Army Air Corps man.Very strict, very, very much a disciplinarian, and again, for the fourth time, was under a very strong person, authoritarian type person.
当我来到休斯顿参加聚会，我们那时候那个牧师他曾经在第二次世界大战，他是掌管了一个很大的一个部队，他也是非常管教很严的一个人，所以再一次我又被带到那个管教服从上面的人。
The reason I take so much time to even mention this is that I learned a very important principle. I've mentioned it before. If we cannot obey the visual authority, the physical temporal authority around us, there is no way we can ever obey the invisible God.
我之所以也一再提到这个，就是让我们看见说，或是我们不能够服从眼前看见的在上掌权的，我们怎么能够服从在天上的父呢？
For 10 years, we studied every night, the Bible.
十年之久，每天晚上都去研读圣经。
Again, I was very much like my father. We never met.
我也很像我的父亲，我们从来不缺席。
We would have relatives come down from Houston, from Washington State, from different parts of the United States we hadn't seen for a long time. We'd set them in front of the television, and we would go to Bible study.
我们也有亲戚，在那段时间有亲戚来拜访我们，我们就把他们放在电视机前面，然后我们就去聚会了。
Christy was taking a very tough academic course, and she would come home and she said, "Dad, I have a calculus test tomorrow, and I have a chemistry test."
我的女儿那时候读书很非常的辛苦，她会下课以后跟我说，我明天有数学的考试，还有化学的考试。
And I don't think that I'll be able to go to Bible class tonight.
我想我今天晚上大概不能去。去聚会了。
And my remark was very simple. I said, "There's 24 hours in a day, and I think the Lord can give us 2 hours to go to Bible class."
我就跟他说，一天有24小时，我想我们可以把两个小时给主。
7:30 to 9:30 every night.
7:30 to 9:30，每一天晚上。
Christy graduated first out of 632 kids in her class.
那我的女儿是毕业的时候是在632个人中，她是第一名。
Since she's not here, I can tell you that she's not really that smart.
因为她不在这里，所以我可以告诉你，她并不是那么聪明。
She can't be because she's got some of my genes.
因为她不可能，因为她得到了我一些遗传因子。
But I look at it as an example of seeking first the kingdom.
但是我在这里看到就是一个例子，就是先求他的国。
In fact, when I was in Alaska and I finished my 4 years prior to coming to Houston, the government says, "We'll move you any place in the world, one time."
当我在阿拉斯加，我要准要已经服役完了以后，那个国家就告诉我说，我只定你搬家一次， 在美国任何地方都可以。
And we went before the Lord and said, Lord, where do you want us? Where do you want us to be?
我们就来到主面前问他说，主，你要我们到哪里去？
In this church that we were planning on going to be in, we had already listened to the tape for several years, you can get all 26 tapes for that month.Any place shipped to you, so you can really live any place in the world and get the teaching.
我说到了在 Houston 那个聚会地方，我们已经听了他们的那个录音带很有几年的时间，而且你可以一次就订购26卷录音带，所以其实你住在美国任何地方都可以。
But at that time, they were starting a prep school for the young children.
但是那时候他们就开始了为着小孩子有一个学校。
And I can remember the Lord laying on my heart.One person, and that was my son. He could get Bible teaching every single night.
那个时候主就把一个意念放在我心中，就是让我的儿子能够每一天晚上都能够接受到圣经的教导。
He had a person who loves the lakes, streams, the mountains, and the water. We end up in Houston.
我是一个喜爱高山水流的人，但是我却来到了 Houston.
Physically, it's the last place that I would.Ever chosen to be.
在外面说来，这是我最不要去的一个地方。
But again, here it says, seeking first the kingdom.
但是在这边说，先要求他的国。
And of course, I'm thankful the Lord brought us here.
但是我实在是很感谢主把我们带到这里来。
But you know, the Lord just keeps you always heading towards Jerusalem. He's always going forward.
但是主一直是面向耶路撒冷而去，他一直是往前走的。
So from 1973 to 1983, 10 years, we take Bible study every night.
所以从1973年到1983年，我们有十年之久的时间，我们每一天晚上都去参加圣经课程。
And then almost as quickly as it began, in the middle of the night one night, I was wondering what I was doing.
就有一天晚上，就突然间，我就在想说，我在这边做什么。
It was July 4th, 1982. I was awakened by a phone call. It was from the pastor at 5 o'clock in the morning.
那是7月4号，我就被一个牧师的电话吵醒。
I was an elder, and he was asking a perplexing question, and I knew the answer to it, but what I couldn't figure out why he didn't know the answer.
我那时候是一个长老，他就打电话来问我一个问题，一个很令他作难的问题。我知道那个答案，但是我就想说，他怎么会不知道那个答案呢
？I'd moved 5,000 miles from Anchorage, Alaska, to be under this teaching, and here at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting a call to a question.
我从 Anchorage 那搬到这么老远地方搬到这里来，就是要接受他的教导。那他今天早上5点钟打电话来问我这个问题。
And the Lord used that phone call just to get my attention.
神就用那个电话来引起我的注意。
And the Lord brought to my attention a little book that 12 years before I had read many, many times.
他让我想起来我在12年前曾经读过许多次的一本小册子。
The book, Sit, Walk, and Stand by Watchman Nee.
就是尼弟兄写的坐行站。
I went down to one of the bookstores here, see if I could find it. I found it, and I read it again, and it brought back life to me.
我就到这边的一个书籍去书店去找，然后我找到，我就再读一次，那又把又带进了生命。
In campus crusade, I've given that book away by the hundreds to everyone I came in contact with.
在校园团契的在我服侍校园团契里面的时候，我是把那成千成百的那本书送给人。
And I began looking around how I could get more Watchman Nee books.
所以我就开始到处寻找，说我怎么能够再多得到一些尼弟兄的书呢
？And I heard that there was a fellowship in Richmond, Virginia.
所以我就听到说在 Richmond, Virginia 那边有一个聚会。
And other places on the East Coast.
还有在其他在东岸的一些地方。
This would be 1985.
那个是1985年的时候。
From 83 to 85, I just waited on the Lord for 2 years without fellowshipping.
在1983年到1985年之间，我就是在神面前等待，并没有参加任何的聚会。
You might think that that's kind of silly.
你也许会想那是非常愚蠢的事。
Well, when you have been in every denomination, practically every denomination,
对一个人来说，他几乎参加了各个派别的聚会。
I had been on a 40-some-year search for truth.
我有40年之久，我在寻找真理。
I told Danny and told Carolyn, the four of us got together, just Ann and I and Danny and Carolyn, and said, I'm not going anywhere until the Lord directs me.
我就跟 Dan, Carolyn, 还有 Anne, 我们四个人在一起，就对他们说，除非神指示我，我哪里都不去。
I remember, you know, the ladies are very practical.
你知道，姊妹们就比较现实一点。
And what we did, Dan and Carolyn and Anne and I on Wednesday night, we would have Bible study together.
所以我们就是在礼拜三晚上礼拜天我们有自己有组查经聚会。
Carolyn came up one time and she said, what about the children?
那有一天 Carolyn 就跟我说那孩子们呢
Gotta get them into a Sunday school or something.
我们需要把他们送到主日学去啊。
And again, I said, no, I'm not doing anything until God speaks.
那我就说不我除非神对我说话我什么事都不做。
Fall of 85, I was in Boston for a seminar.
在1985年秋天的时候，我在 Boston 参加一个会议。
And I had a friend in Washington D.C. that I heard fellowship in a little home.
我就听到我在 Washington D.C. 那边有一个朋友，他们是在家庭里面一个聚会的。
I called him and said, "Where and when do you meet on Sunday?"
我就打电话给他，问他说，你主日在哪里？看什么时候聚会呢？
After our seminar Saturday night, we got on a plane, flew to Washington, D.C., and the next morning found that address in Washington, D.C.
所以我们礼拜六晚上参加过这个会议以后，我们就飞到Washington, D.C. 去，礼拜天早上就找到那聚会的地方。
I walked into a home where a Jewish man had recently lost his Chinese wife.
我们在一个人家，他是一个犹太人，他刚刚那个时候刚刚失去了他中国的妻子。
And there was a large mixture of people.
那边有各个形色的人。
Couple black families.
有一些黑人。
Indian family.
印第安人。
We were in a Jewish man's home.
在一个犹太人的家里。
There were some young people that were hippie type.
有一些年轻人好像嬉皮一样。
They were tuning up their guitars.
他们正在预备他们的吉他。
And I wondered what in the world I was getting into.
那我在想说我到底到了什么地方啊
And all of a sudden, just like this morning, when one of the brothers started singing, we were gathering together unto the Lord, someone started to sing.
就突然间就像今天早上我们有个弟兄开始唱歌一样那有一个人就开始唱赞美诗
And I started to cry.
然后我就开始哭
And I cried for 2 hours.
我哭了2个小时之久
It was like 40 some years of searching for the Lord and my heart had come to rest.
好像我40年之久在那边寻找神我的心终于得着了安息。
I touched something of simplicity.
我看见了一些非常简单的东西。
I looked around, I was wondering who was leading this thing.
我就四处看看看谁到底谁是在带领的。
And for 45 minutes to an hour, there was singing, there was reading from the scripture, There were prayers, and there was the Lord's table.
45分钟到一个小时之久，那边就有唱诗，有人从圣经里读一些经节，有祷告，还有擘饼。
And this would be really the second big crisis in my life.
这实在是在我身上里面第二件大的事情。
Now again, I just want you to see, I have been praying for over 40 years.
我让你看见说我已经得救了有超过40年之久。
Almost 15 years prior to that, I had seen Christ as the Lord of my life.
在差不多15年之前，我就已经看见了，这主是我生活中的一切。
But individually, me and Christ is not God's eternal purpose.
但是单独的我和神却不是神的永远的旨意。
There's not fullness there.
在那边没有得到一个满足。
This is God and Christ, and you know they have everything. They are God's heart is not satisfied with just the heavenly deity.
虽然神和基督，但是神却不仅仅满足那个属天的那个神性。
God needs and wants a people.
他需要一般人。
How much more?
那我们岂不更需要一般人吗
？And yet we often, brothers, we take this thing so lightly.
但是常常我们却很轻忽这件事情。
If it's convenient, we come.
若是方便的话，我们就来。
If someone doesn't recognize us, we're not going to go back.
若是有人看到我们的话，那我们就再也不回去了。
We're very fickle.
我们非常的脆弱。
Because we haven't seen.
因为我们还没有看见。
We haven't seen how precious this thing is to God.
我们还没有看见说这个事情在神的心里面是多么的宝贵。
If we haven't seen it, we definitely haven't experienced.
因为我们没有看见，就我们也就没有经历到。
What led up to that particular Sunday?
为什么会带领我到那个特别的主日呢？
All I can say is just a dissatisfied heart.
我能够说的就是在我心里面有一个不满足的心情。
Just a constant having no idea even how to cry out, just saying, Lord, what is it? Where is it?
我根本就不知道如何向神求，只是跟神说，到底是什么，在哪里呢？
There would be times where there'd be a little spurt, might be a little conference or something, that there was something that was uplifting.
也许在有一些时候，因为一些的聚会，特别的聚会，能够把我带起来。
But there was no coming into rest.
但是我却一直没有办法得着安息。
Until that night.
直到那一天早上。
I seen something.
我看见了一些事情。
Well.Jacob still was not.
但是雅各还没有完全出去。
I'm still looking at the physical setting.
我还是看见了还是在那边寻找一些外面的事情。
I don't know what it is that is behind this thing that occurred that morning.
但是我不知道那天早上发生事情的背后是什么。
So I go back to Houston and I call Danny and Carolyn up and I say,Sunday morning, come to my house.
所以我回到 Houston 以后，就打电话给 Dan Kelly， 跟他说，礼拜天早上到我家里来。
We're gonna meet in the house. Maybe that's the secret.
我想这大概就是一个秘诀，就是在家里面聚会。
But you know, the Lord blessed me.
但是主还是祝福我。
A lot of mistakes.
许许多多的错误。
Because I was trying to let God do it.
我虽然想要让神来做。
But there was a lot of Dale King that was doing orchestrating it.
但是还是有许多的 Dale King 在里面做。
And we learned through trial and error of how to start backing away.
我们借着我们这些的失败，我们就开始慢慢的往后。
And then 4 years ago, in a really mysterious way, Hosea Wu called me and said, "I'm coming to Houston. I'm bringing 2 saints."Curling units from Hong Kong, and we were thinking maybe we could minister together with Houston Christian Assembly and you folks.
在四年以前，很奇怪的，很奇妙的，吴和熙弟兄就打电话来跟我说，我要到 Houston 来，我还带了两位从香港来的姐妹，我要与基督徒见证聚会的人，还有你们的聚会一起聚集。
It's a small group of, probably about 30 of us.
差不多就是有三十个人左右。
8 of us would meet on Wednesday night.
八个人，我们礼拜天晚上聚会有八个人。
And I've mentioned many times, the difficulty that I had with, not understanding any of the prayers on that Wednesday night.
我曾经也提过说，在那个时候，我实在是没有办法听得懂那礼拜三晚上聚会的祷告。
There was a cultural difference.
在那边有文化的间隔。
But the body is not built on.A particular culture.
但是身体并不是建立在某一个文化背景上。
It's not built around a particular teaching, a particular man, or a particular doctrine.
并不是建立在某一个教义上、某一个教导上或某一个人的身上。
The body is built on a person, Christ.
身体乃是建立在基督的身上。
And we all come and we become members of that body.
我们聚集在一起，我们就成为身上的肢体。
One a foot, one a hand, one a nose, one a tooth.
有的是手，有的脚，有的是鼻子，有的是牙齿。
All different functions.
都有不同的功用。
All of us are extremely weak in ourselves.
我们每一个人靠着自己都是非常的软弱。
No one person has ever, will ever enter into Revelation 14, be those overcomers by themselves.
没有一个人能够靠着他们自己，能够进入到启示录第十四章那个得胜的光景之中。
It's only through the uniting with other brothers and sisters that have put Christ at the head.
只有借着我们与其他弟兄姊妹联合在一起，把基督，设基，以基督为我们的元首。
The Lord has not stopped.
主并没有停止。
A year ago, last week, the Lord took Ann home.
在上周，一年之前的上周，主把 Ann 带回去。
And some of you heard Christy, I think last week, our family has learned many lessons through that.
我想你们也听到 Christy 姊妹的交通，知道我们全家在过去一年所学到的功课。
I learned that, for example, that a great marriage isn't God's goal.
我学到的功课就是一个很美好的一个婚姻并不是神的目的。
It's wonderful.
是非常好的。
It's God's will.
是神的心意。
But that's not his ultimate purpose.
但是他那却不是他最终的目的。
He took my beloved.
他把我最亲爱的拿走。
Teach me more lessons.
他为要教导我更多的功课。
And I can stand here this morning and I can say, thank you.
我今天早上能够站在这边说，主，谢谢你。
Every time this past year I would think of Anthony, I would always just immediately say, thank you, Lord, for taking her home.
在过去一年之中，每一次我想到 Anne 的名字的时候，我就感谢主。
This is a protection to disallow any self-pity to enter.
就是来保护我自己，不让我对我有任何自怜的光景。
The Lord loves everyone of us.
神爱我们每一个人。
The Lord has never made a mistake.
他也从来没有做过任何的错误。
He has a number for every single one of these gray hairs.
他在我们每一个灰白头发上，他都有他的号码。
A sparrow does not fall.
一个麻雀并不会掉。
And yet, brothers and sisters, we have made in my own life, I have made for that first 20 years, this is my goal.
在我刚开始的二十年，生意就是我的目标。
I put things before the Lord.
我把一些事物摆在主的面前。
And one of the things, another thing this last year the Lord showed me is the shortness, the brevity of life.
在过去一年中，主更让我看见说我们人生的短暂。
We have these things in our vocabulary, and we talked about it in our Bible study Friday night. Things like, I will be glad when I get to a such and such place, then everything's going to be okay.
我们常常在我们聚会中或者在圣经里面，我们也常常这样子想说，或者我能够到某一个地方去，那我就好了。
You mothers know that you're always anticipating when the children, first of all, the pregnancy is over. That's the first goal. Then there's the goal of being trained. It'll be good when they get in school. There's all these little goals.
做母亲的就知道我们常常为着孩子有许许多多的目标，譬如说我们能够小孩能够生出来那就好了，或者是他能够训练好那就好，或者他进到学校去就好了。
With a man, it's often a position. When I get to that position, when I get 3 weeks vacation, 4 weeks vacation, I get 5 weeks vacation, when I make this amount of money, that becomes a particular thing we look forward to.
对男人而言，我们就常常说，我们到了某一个地位，或者是我能够有了三个礼拜的休假，有了四个礼拜休假，有了五个礼拜的休假，或者是我能够赚到多少钱，那就好了，那是他们的目标。
And of course, all of us have been students, and some of you are still students. We look for wait till graduate, wait till June, school will be out. There's always this anticipation.
做学生的总是想说等到我毕业就好，或者等到六月以后就好了，我们总是有一个这样子的期望。
And I'll tell you how the enemy uses it.
但是我要告诉你说我们仇敌怎么样用这些。
We miss today.
我们却忽略了今天。
We miss tomorrow, Monday.
我们却忽略了明天礼拜一。
This day, let's just take Monday. Tomorrow, Monday is an opportunity to equate in God's economy to 1,000 glorious years.
明天一天星期一就可以等于说在神里面一千年荣耀的日子。
Now, any of you know anything about economics, anytime you can take a day and you can multiply it 1,000 times, that is good dividend.
若是你学经济的话，你就知道若是能够把一天而且能够乘上有一千倍的话呢，那就是一个很好的红利。
And I learned that in the we might call premature death of my wife, that we only have today.
在我太太还没有去世以前，我就学习到我们只有今天。
And we might not have tomorrow or next week, or we might not graduate.
我们也许没有明天，我们也许不会毕业。
And then we are in eternity, and then we're going to be rewarded for those days that we were intimate with the Lord.
当我们在永世里面，我们只能够得到赏赐是那些日子我们与神有亲密的交通的。
Every student has the opportunity on Monday of allowing the Lord to be Lord of their life, absolutely surrendering themselves to the Lord, and allowing the Lord to buy that day, redeem that day just as much as anyone in the ministry.
每一个做学生的人，他们都有机会拿那一天来让主来赎回那一天来买赎那一天，就像在聚会里面任何一个人一样。
A housewife can buy up a day changing diapers and doing the laundry for rewards in heaven just as easy as Billy Graham.
一个家庭主妇虽然在家里面换尿布洗衣服，但是她也能够因着她的那一天得到赏赐，就像格里汉牧师一样。
God is always sexual person.
神并不是看我们的。
There are no important jobs and no unimportant jobs.
在神的眼中没有重要的工作或者不重要的工作。
It's just allowing the Lord to be Lord 100% today.
乃是就是让主成为我们的主。
Take my life and let it be.
来拿使用我们的生命。
I want to close by just saying the Lord is not through with me yet.
我在结束前我愿意说神在我身上的工作还没有结束。
I don't know like you what tomorrow will bring.
我不知道明天将会如何。
But I do have peace today because I know what God is after.
但是今天我心中有平安，因为我知道神所要得到的是什么。
Simply after a relationship.
他简简单单，他乃是要得到有一个关系。
With a body.
乃是与他的身体有一个关系。
Not just singular people.
并不是单独的个人。
This here is our protection.
这是我们的保护。
This is where we receive covering.
这在这里我们得着了遮盖。
This is where we receive ministry.
在这边我们得着了服侍。
This is who we minister to.
在这里我们也能够服侍人。
We all need each other.
我们每一个人都需要大家。
Don't quit.
不要放弃。
Don't walk away from that.
不要离开这里。
This is a very humble surrounding.This is a very humble surrounding.
这是一个非常谦卑的一个地方。
Surroundings are not what the Lord's looking at.
我们所在的地方并不是神要得着的。
He's just looking at hearts that love one another.
他乃是看我们有彼此相爱的心。
That's what he's after.
这是他要得着的。
I know people have asked me, are you going to get married up here in 5 weeks in this little room?
有人问我说你在五个礼拜以后你要在这个小小的地方结婚吗？
This is my home.
这就是我的家。
This is the most wonderful time that I have during the week is around that Lord's table.
在一周里面，我最美好的时间就是在这边坐在主的桌子面前。
It's the time where the Lord becomes very clear in my mind.
在这个时候，主在我里面就是那么的清晰。
To me, it's much more beautiful than the Astrodome.
对我这是比那个阿修多姆更美好。
Or the Brown Center, Convention Center.
或者是 Convention Center.
Because this is where there is a group of like-minded saints.
在这边有一些他们有同样意念的圣徒们在一起。
Who have said, I do not want the wealth of this world.
他们说我们不要求世上的财富。
I want only Christ.
我只要基督。
I don't want the things of this world. These things are going to rust.
我不要这世上的事情，因为这些事情都会朽坏。
For my wife today, there's only one thing, and that is Christ.
对我妻子而言，她今天只有一样东西，就是基督。
I remember cleaning out her things, and I would go through this quilt that was half done, and then I'd go over to the crocheting, and there was one thing half done, and I'd go over to the knitting, and there was one thing half done.
我记得当我在整理她的东西的时候，这边有一些是做 quilting 才做了一半，有一些是打毛线打了一半，有一些做裁缝的做了一半。
And it's just always been a reminder to me that that's done.
那这就是常常提醒我说，这就是了。
she enjoyed those things.
她实在很喜欢这些事情。
But they have no value anymore.
但是那些再也没有任何价值。
There's another level.
在有一个更高的层次。
And we're being prepared for that right now.
我们现在就是在被装备，为着那个层次。
That's great.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for your purpose.
天父，我们为着你的旨意，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Father, as we look back over our lives and the mercy upon mercy and the grace upon grace that you bestowed upon each one of us.
天父，当我们回顾我们过去年日时，我们实在看见是恩上加恩，是怜悯加上怜悯。
You've known us before we were born and you've called us.
在我们还没有出生以前，你就知道我们，你就来呼召了我们。
And you beckon us this morning, Lord, to take hold of our inheritance and what we have in Christ.
你今天早上再提醒我们要紧紧抓住我们在基督里面的基业。
You say this morning, Lord, help us to come into the reality of all that you have given.
主，我们今天早上就祈求你带领我们进入到你为我们所预备的一切，让我们能够真实的经历。
We thank you today for your faithfulness.
我们感谢你今天的信实。
May we not take lightly the spiritual things that you've given us.
让我们不轻忽你在属灵上给我们的供应。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。